Diana Wheeler helped secure the grant for Peachtree Corners. She's eager to meet the demand.
There's been a lot of interest. In fact, even one of our council members has an electric vehicle.
Wheeler said she didn't want her city left out.
There's already a network out there throughout the whole country of charging stations, and we hope to expand that network. We want to be part of the grid.
Atlanta is second in the entire U.S. for electric car ownership, only behind San Francisco. Much of that is the result of one of the most generous state tax credits in the country, up to $5,000 back on electric cars. Chris Campbell runs the website Electrify Atlanta.
If we lost the tax credit, the rapid sales that we're seeing now would slow way down.
State lawmakers, citing millions in lost revenue, nearly eliminated the tax credit earlier this year, but the bill died in the last hours of legislative session. Michael Banyanson is with the Electric Vehicle Club of the South. He says the tax credit is critical for Georgia's potential car buyers. He says they're far more interested in saving money than other factors like saving the environment.
I'm sure this tax credit will be changed, if not eliminated, at the next session. We're hoping that it's just changed.
It's why Banyanson and other advocates are already preparing for the 2015 legislative session. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.